Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here. And we hope that you are having a terrific day because, you know, you have an opportunity to really celebrate life in an incredible way with our very special guest, the accomplished and the extraordinary empowerment strategist, Bonnie Wirth, highly regarded empowerment strategist, emotional resilience expert, and mentor as well. We've been talking about accountability and how it's expressed by taking ownership for our actions. You know, saying I'm sorry and admitting to our mistakes. Responsibility is the duty to correct past mistakes and take some form of action to set things right and be mindful of one another. Accountability allows us to work towards a resolution. Through Bonnie's coaching work, she guides her clients to become more empowered in their choices, to be more accountable for their lives, and develop healthier habits and behaviors, thus creating a ripple effect of positivity in their own life and the world around them. We've been talking about this the previous episode of Close Up Radio. We sort of dove in and we reminded you of the extraordinary coaching work that Bonnie Wirth does. Now we're going to dive in and we'll rewind a little bit in the conversation to bring you up to speed, and then we'll dive right in further with our amazing conversation. But first, live and direct from Canada, let's welcome our very special guest as we continue our exclusive series together, Bonnie Wirth. Bonnie, welcome back to the show. It's so great to have you with us, and I hope you're having a good day today.
Hi. Hi, Jim. Oh, my gosh. So great to be here again with you. Thank you so much for, you know, the opportunity, of course, to share in this conversation. I think it's such a valuable topic.
Absolutely right. And, you know, we talked about accountability and sort of broke it out a little bit, defining it. Accountability really is, just to sort of rewind a little bit for maybe new folks who are listening today, it really is a catalyst for growth, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness, absolutely. It gives us the opportunity to really reflect on our skills, you know, how our behaviors, and make conscious decisions and choices about how we can move forward, really being the best, bringing the best version of ourselves, you know, forward into situations, whether those be both personal or professional. It is the very thing that, you know, helps us to learn from our mistakes. Like, I believe there's no such thing as a mistake. I believe it was a missed take, as if we have this, you know, this movie that we're all living in here, and it's like a director that says, take one, take two, take three. It's an opportunity for us to have a bit of a do-over to reconcile and really create some positive change for ourselves as we move forward. There is such important, you know, when we engage in a way in our lives where we are accountable, we end up growing in stronger relationship. There's more harmony. And, of course, we really cultivate mutual respect and a higher level of integrity within all of our relationships, again, whether those be personal or professional.
That's fantastic. Really, it is. And we got into a little bit about forgiveness and why that is so important in relationships. Remind us again why forgiveness is so vital in relationships, Bonnie.
Well, I think that forgiveness is at the core of absolutely everything in terms of our life. We can look at it in terms of our own, you know, forgiving ourselves, our ability to, you know, reconcile and make amends so that we can move forward. But it's the very thing that helps us to maintain healthy relationships. It's what allows us to sustain, and there's a longevity that can, you know, as we move past the things that happened, that we can, you know, it allows for us to really connect and have what would be greater mental and emotional health. There is forgiveness is such an important part of our psychological, our spiritual, and our physical well-being.
It's so very true. It really is vital. And, you know, the role of effective communication also is very important for fostering something like accountability in a relationship, right? You have to be an effective communicator to get the point across.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, communication isn't just about speaking. It's not just about, you know, I think sometimes when we get into conflict or challenges within a relationship, when two parties are very solid in their point of view, or a solid because they're stubborn in their point of view, it can become a battle of the wills, where it's a very defensive form of communication. But when we look at fostering healthy, you know, healthy relationship, and we look at, you know, the scope of accountability and how we're communicating effectively, it has a positive outcome for the relationship itself. You know, where we, you know, communication is what builds trust in a relationship, where we can be honest, we can be forthright, we can be vulnerable with each other, and again, admitting to our mistakes and, you know, taking some form of action to healthfully move forward, not only, you know, constitutes personal growth, but there's growth for the relationship as well. And so when we are willing to, you know, put down the sword, so to speak, and not interrupt someone, and to truly listen to their point of view, to listen to how they feel, everyone's feelings are valid. And I think, you know, sometimes we neglect these opportunities of deeper bond and deeper connection simply by honoring each other with how we feel. And when we're looking at communication, you know, when we're fostering a healthy relationship, there is this willingness to listen, to understand someone else's perspective, even if we don't agree with it. I think that becomes one of the most important facets. We can agree to disagree and still love each other and forgive each other and move forward.
That's right, exactly. It's so important. You know, also personal accountability influences relationships and interactions with others as well, right? There's always the blame game. There's always passing it off. Blame the computer, blame the other person,
right.
Blame, you know, the earthquake. Sometimes you have to look
right.
in the mirror, and you have to, you know, you can only blame so long, but then all of a sudden, blame is like a boomerang. It comes back.
Absolutely, it does. And I think there's, you know, there's the analogy that maybe you've heard, and I know I certainly heard, you know, over the years of, you know, when you point a finger at someone or something, there's three fingers pointing back at you. And I remember years ago, I tried to play that just a little bit differently. And I, you know, put all four fingers out in front of me in a direction of blaming, you know, situations or other people. But my thumb was still curved and pointing back at me. So it really didn't seem to matter. You know, we really have to look at this invitation for us to let go of blaming and making excuses and using opportunities of accountability for us to really begin to take a real deep and self-reflected look at ourselves so that we can really, you know, not only act with integrity, but we can align with what would be, you know, honest, what's ethical, and taking responsibility, you know, in all aspects of our life.
Exactly right. So essential. Are there any strategies or techniques that you use yourself, Bonnie, to hold yourself accountable in your daily life? Strategies or techniques other than your mirror?
Right? Other than that thumb pointing back at me. You know what? Absolutely. I think, you know, there's many things I hold myself accountable for. And one of the biggest things I hold myself accountable for is how I make other people feel. And I know that for myself that, you know, of feeling, you know, maybe insecure or feeling not good enough or, you know, especially from a wounded or traumatized state, you know, it was really hard to show up in the world or that those glimmers of hope that a person looks for. And so I really go out of my way to hold myself accountable for how I'm speaking to people, ensuring that I'm respecting them, I'm being kind, and I'm, you know, extending some favor in their direction without judgment. I think that, you know, we're so quick to make conclusions and judgments of other people. Our words can be sharp and we can react to situations. And so I'm always accountable in how I'm showing up and how I'm treating other people by making sure that, you know, regardless of how the choices they're making in their life, that they still, and every single person, there's a decorum of compassion. There's a decorum of understanding, and that I can leave someone feeling better about themselves or better about life as a result of, you know, even just having some time together. That's one of the things that's really, really important to me, because I know the value of the difference that it made in my life when I was really struggling, and it was those people in my life that really gave me what was very significant, because it gave me a sign of hope for, you know, for better, or the hope or believing again in the fact that there were good people out in the world. So that's one of the things that is really, really important to me, as I said, in terms of how I approach my day. I also ensure, you know, a high level, when I look at it from a professional basis, there's a high level of integrity that comes with that and accountability. One of the things is I always do what I say I'm going to do. I never, you know, downplay it in terms of what my contribution is going to be. I always am following through with what I said I'm going to do, and I will even do even more. You know, I extend myself even further. That, for me, that level of integrity or accountability within my professional, you know, connections with my clients or even colleagues is such an important thing, because it keeps me on track with not only, you know, the results I have in my life, but of course keeps me on track with being a good person, you know, in the world around me. And so, you know, we look at accountability as the very thing that fosters trust. It fosters connection. And, you know, I always make sure that I'm showing up, bringing the best of myself forward in no matter what. And that's even on days, Jim, when I'm not even at my best, you know. I think we all have days where we feel, you know, lethargic or tired, or maybe we're not feeling all that well. And so I try, you know, I don't look at, you know, making anyone else's day miserable just because mine might be a little bit off. I really want to, you know, as I said, I really try to bring my best foot forward all the time. I'm also, you know, very, very considerate, as I said earlier, of how I not only treat people, but I take time to consider my words when met by a challenge. I take time to consider, you know, someone else's point of view, and I never make someone wrong for what they believe in. I think, you know, we all have a set of beliefs and a set of truths, and I think where we get entangled in this world is where we try to justify or, you know, push our beliefs or push our point of view on someone. It just exasperates a situation. And so I try to be very conscientious of you know, just really recognizing and honoring people for what they believe in, their points of view, even if it's different than mine. We're all unique, and we all express and, you know, our lives in different ways. And I think that when we allow some of this space for people to be who they are and believe as they need to believe and make choices that are best for them without our, you know, 2 cents about what, you know, based on our judgment about what would be the better of decisions or how we think someone should be living their lives, I think we really do create a lot more harmony, you know, in our interpersonal relationships, as well as benefiting to the world around us.
I agree 100%, and I always say that it's so much better, like you're talking about, it's so much better to put one foot forward, you know, in your life. Take that and put that one foot forward, because oftentimes when you don't put the foot forward, the foot ends up in your mouth. And we don't want that. It's better to
right?
have a foot
or
forward than
have
it in your
mouth. Or someone is kicking you from behind, right?
That's right. So put it forward and keep moving forward.
Exactly.
I always make you laugh, don't I?
Totally. Absolutely.
In your opinion, what are the – and I take full responsibility and accountability for making you laugh. In your opinion, what are some of the benefits of – really taking personal accountability for our actions?
From the residual. Well, there's so many benefits. Yeah, I think, you know, it goes right back into the greatest universal, you know, some of the greatest universal laws, where we look at what we give, we shall receive. And so when we are looking at being accountable, we are fostering trust, we're fostering integrity, we're building, you know, we're being conscientious, we are focused, you know, on ownership of our mistakes and our wrongdoings, and we're reconciling, that as we're giving that forward to other people, that it becomes the very same way that people begin to show up for us. That when we respect, you know, accountability is an expression of respect. And so when we are respecting, whether it is, our employer, or whether it's our colleague, or it's our partner or spouse, when we're respecting, you know, them in terms of taking accountability and apologizing for our wrongdoings, that we create this circulation of energy and goodness in our lives as a result. So here we're going to talk about, you know, personal accountability or how I show up in these being accountable in my life. It's really an understanding that, you know, the universe is always listening. We're always speaking to, you know, what it is we're looking to create or receive in our life, and it is all based on what we give, we shall receive.
Yes, right, exactly. And that's so important. Sometimes we lose sight of that, but it's so incredibly important. Then there's
our actions.
Yeah.
I was going to say, our actions, our words, the thoughts that we have, or how we show up, you know, in our relationships, that's like a prayer that goes out every single day, right? It's the very things that we are imprinting into the universe. That energy speaks volumes and is one of the reasons for, you know, why we, you know, we have situations that show up, why things continue to be challenged. I mean, we can't expect to be an unkind person who's blaming other people and lacking a sense of ownership for our actions and our behaviors in our life and expect other people to treat us good.
Right, exactly. Exactly. 110%. And then, of course, there's accountability in the workplace, and that can get tricky because there's all these personalities and dynamics, and now there's remote working and things of that nature. How do you define what accountability is in the workplace?
Well, you know, this really comes down, again, even though we look at a workplace where you're amongst other people, a team of people that are working towards common goals, or, you know, have expectations of responsibilities, et cetera, all of this really does refer to every single person taking ownership and responsibility for their duties, the outcomes of, you know, their roles and responsibilities, and especially about how that affects other people, how their actions can create a ripple effect to the success of the organization or the workplace, or can actually cause a lot of extra stress and challenges for everyone around them. So it really, again, when we look at it within the workplace, it's an individual, even though it's a we environment, we have to be willing to take a look at ourselves here and being answerable. Again, answerable for our performance, that we're delivering results, we are reliable, we're trustworthy, that we're following through with the things that we've promised or the things that have been expected of us. This is what constitutes, as I said, overall success for everyone involved. And it's collaboration. Even though, you know, we might have unique job titles and unique responsibilities within an organization or at a job, it's like moving puzzle pieces. Everyone, you know, does their part, so it fits into the success for everyone. And so we look at, not only is it about a team performance, but it is about each individual's effort as well here too. And in order for there to, you know, be effectiveness for, you know, everyone has to really look at contributing to what that you know, to the success, to the growth of an organization, of the, you know, whether it even looks at the financial, you know, even though people are getting a paycheck, their efforts go towards, you know, making money at these businesses, et cetera. So accountability is a very thing that really promotes teamwork and being a part of a team and cultivating a culture of trust and reliability and people who can not only adapt to challenges when they come up, but they can always maintain a high standard of work ethic in what they're bringing forward. So, you know, here again, well-defined roles and expectations and unique responsibilities, but it takes every single person to make a team work.
Every single person. That's why it's called team. Yeah, I mean, that right there is the
right
reason why it's a team as opposed to a singular situation. You know, also, too, when you think about it, holding others accountable without creating a negative or hostile work environment can be a little tricky, too. How do we do that? How do we master that?
Well, you know, this is, again, to really the culture or the environment that is created for individuals is very, very important. So here, you know, honest and open communication is, you know, within the team, within the organization is such an important facet of this. It's what allows for there to be positive and, you know, positivity and production. You know, they're like maintaining almost a standard for growth. And most importantly, when it comes down to it, how do we deal with this is really treating everyone fairly, really being respectful and understanding to the differences and you know, the differences amongst people, the differences amongst points of views and beliefs, and ensuring that everyone, you know, understands that they're seen and they're appreciated for the contributions that they're making. I also believe it's important as well to in this honest and open communication where people can be comfortable in bringing their concerns forward without fear of being reprimanded, without the fear of being judged or shamed in some way. For, you know, if they did make a mistake or they missed a deadline or perhaps they didn't meet their responsibility in some way. I think, you know, we can look at constructive, you know, it's called constructive criticism, but I like to use the word constructive feedback because constructive feedback is something that is expressed in a respectful manner. It emphasizes that every single person on that team is important and that they matter. And it also, you know, encourages people when they feel safe and they're, you know, to take ownership for their actions. And that's going to make a positive, you know, that's going to ensure positive changes in an effort of moving forward. So, you know, here too, being able to just give some feedback, being kind in it, not judgmental, not shaming, not, you know, blaming someone. This isn't about, you know, knocking people down. It's always remembering to build people up. People are going to respond and want to go the extra mile when they know they're seen, when they know that they're appreciated, when they know that they're respected and an important part of an organization. And, you know, they are far quicker to turn away and to dig in if they have been disrespected or they have been embarrassed or shamed in some way. So this also, you know, I think, you know, we look at mistakes and failures and, you know, things happen in a day-to-day basis. And, you know, I mean, no individual is perfect. And so I think in the expectation of things always being perfect within a workplace is really unfair. So I think, you know, we look at speaking to the mistakes, looking at teamwork in terms of, you know, what is our solution? How do we move forward here? Fostering the growth and fostering improvement is a way, you know, really encourages consistency for people to take accountability in the workplace. And, of course, that, you know, it also helps to maintain that positive and supportive work environment for people. People will look forward to go to work to a job where they are respected and treated fairly and you know, encouraged to take accountability. Again, when we look at it on an individual base, it fosters a deepening of bond and respect. The same thing happens in the workplace.
It's very important. Absolutely. It does. And when we realize that, phenomenal things can happen truly as a result. How do you, how does one respond to constructive feedback regarding, you know, the criticism regarding work? How does this really tie into being accountable?
Well, you know, I think that first and foremost, depending on where someone's coming from, that when they are getting the feedback, it can be seen as criticism, that somehow it is a judgment of their character, a judgment of their skills, or, you know, can bring up feelings of not being good enough and maybe even triggering in terms of maybe even, you know, some trauma or earlier experiences that they might have had in their life. And so the very first thing is, you know, we can go into this need to make excuses, to blame other people, to be defensive and get angry or upset when, you know, we are offered some of this feedback. I think it's really about becoming skilled at not taking it personally, that when we look at this constructive feedback, this is, you know, an opportunity for us to gain in self-awareness, not only in awareness of our strengths, but to see our weaknesses and make any necessary improvements that can really help us to enhance our professional development, that can enhance, you know, almost a positive way in moving forward, and really being open to learning, seeing it as a growth opportunity, an opportunity to learn from the mistake, an opportunity to course correct and make different choices in moving forward. I think we have to really be cognizant of and avoid becoming defensive and dismissive, and instead maintaining more of a professional demeanor, one that's attentive, one that is open to, you know, an open mind, an open heart, so that we can grow and move forward and thus be more productive and positively contribute to the organization and the workplace. And again, not only the organization and the workplace, but as a contribution to your colleagues and coworkers as well. I think it's really healthy, for us even as individuals to not wait for that, you know, that feedback to come to us. I think it's important for us to approach supervisors and colleagues and open up communication on a regular basis to discuss our work performance, what we're doing well, what is it that we can improve upon, because then it doesn't feel like this criticism or this constructive feedback is coming out of left field. We are in a position where we're ready to receive what the other person is going to say, and therefore, you know, we're able to work and improve upon ourselves and, of course, and the work performance itself. It really also demonstrates a commitment, and it demonstrates your commitment to growth, your commitment to doing better, your commitment to, you know, improving upon or looking at, you know, what we could judge or see as a weakness and how to improve upon those very shortcomings. It also shows that you respect your job and you respect your employer, you respect your colleagues, and you respect yourself. That ultimately, you know, really is part of it, that you really are respectful and you take to heart your role and your responsibilities within the group. You know, when we are a team player and we're showing that, we're following through, we're making changes, we're addressing our concerns, it really does help to contribute and to nurture our positions with our employers, and of course is the very thing that allows for longevity and for growth, for promotion, etc. It really, you know, we have to be willing to take personal responsibility for our actions, take this accountability, and it really has said this is about personal development, and it contributes to the overall success for every single person involved.
It's so important, absolutely, and that's what it's all about. What a great conversation went by again in a New York minute, but we're going to continue because we've got much more to talk about. So quick, I tell you. But don't fret, because she will be back with us Monday, July 24th, next Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, for all of our friends in Edmonton, and 12 p.m. Pacific for all the folks on the West Coast of Canada and the U.S. Thanks for being with us, Bonnie. And again, folks, you want to make contact, go to bonnieworth.ca. That's BONNIEWIRTH.ca. Always a pleasure, Bonnie. Look forward to chatting next week and continuing our conversation.
Thank you so very much, Jim. I really always enjoy it, so I look forward to next week.
Absolutely. Another Knock It Out of the Park broadcast here together. Always a pleasure. A very special guest, empowerment strategist, Bonnie Worth. Go to bonnieworth.ca to connect and learn more about how this incredible empowerment strategist, emotional resilience expert, and mentor can work with you. She's amazing. This is Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time till next time and inviting you to stay right there. I'll be back momentarily with another incredible guest celebrated around the world right here on Close Up Radio. Until then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.